My name is Samuel. I gave a start and woke up in some kind of coffin. In front of me in the coffin was frosted glass, which I wiped with my hand. I found myself in a dim train carriage, where vague, dim blue lamps glowed on the ceiling. In the light of these lamps, moths fluttered and bumped into each other. I felt the train sway slightly and curve to the left. I was strapped in across my chest and legs. I felt around with my hands, but there was no handle. I wiped the glass further, gasping for air in panic as my heart pounded.
I told myself to breathe calmly, felt my wrist, and my pulse slowly settled. I looked at the glass again and noticed a transparent plate with something written on it in Hebrew. I tried to pronounce it in the dim light. Rakia, I exclaimed. Just as the glass in front of me slid open, a click, click, room sound echoed from the carriage walls. The roof of the carriage seemingly retracted, revealing a starry sky where the blue constellation of the Pleiades and a nebula shone brightly among the other stars. I climbed out of the coffin, realizing I was practically naked and feeling chilly. The starry sky was also reflected on the black, translucent floor and walls of the carriage.
On the carriage wall, I saw a large, black metallic cabinet featuring an electronic plate displaying the number 12 in red. I touched the plate, and an electronic chirp sounded as the cabinet doors pulled open. Inside, surrounded by blue lights, hung a white space-style suit paired with a black bulletproof vest. There was also a hanging belt equipped with a 9mm pistol in a holster and filled with magazines. The belt held a strange case as well. Upon opening it, I found a device resembling a controller. I pressed its button, causing it to light up blue with red glowing keys. At the end of the controller was a small plate that read 12 Disciples.
I pressed the button again to turn off the light and return the device to its belt case. I then noticed a shoulder pocket bearing a golden shield, which had a white heart jewelry pin attached to it. Something was bulging from the pocket. Opening it, I discovered a solid gold deck of cards with a red heart in the center. I opened the deck to find two entirely black cards. One had Joker written on it in red, and the other said Queen. As I flicked the cards in my stiff hands, video-like images appeared on them. One depicted a
grotesque woman in a red dress with blood dripping from her mouth, while the other showed a figure blacker than black, pulsating with darkness. Text then appeared on the cards reading Nimrod and Jezebel, targets.